That's why we came here tonight. Because when we were empty, when we were lonely, someone reached down his hand and he lifted us up. And he gave us eyes to be able to see the truth. That someone is in this room tonight. Because he rose from the dead. Jesus Christ not only died, but he rose from the dead. To prove that what he was saying was true. He gave his life. He was beaten. He was spit upon. He was mocked. For you and for me. He gave all that he had. He that was rich became poor so that we might become rich. His life. He shed his blood so that we could have everlasting life. Not just 70 years, not just 80 years. Everlasting life. He gave his life so we could have our sins forgiven. That's the only way you can have everlasting life. Because this flesh is not going to make it into the kingdom of God. Greater love has no man than this, that he laid down his life. And Jesus laid his life down for us before we ever knew him. Jesus said, he that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. But the Bible says, as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God.
Just tell him. Go on.
tell him and then put it back down. Tell him, thank you, yes, yes. Yes, thank you. God bless you. Yes. How many others? Yes, thank you. Yes. Yes. Amen. God bless you. Yes. Yes. You tell him. He needs to hear it from you. He wants you to be his son and daughter. He wants to be your father. He wants to show you the right way. He wants to make you happy. He wants to give you eternal life. And it's only your pride, it's only your sin that separates you from God. And your willingness to give it up. You see, he will take that sin from you. He will take the nature, that sinful nature out of you if you let him. But you must decide. Do you want him? How many others? Lift your hand and tell him. Yes, God bless you. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. Amen. Now I'd like to ask you to do something very bold, very gutsy. If you mean business with Jesus tonight, I'd like you to stand up where you are because I want to pray with you. Make a stand. For Jesus Christ tonight. Make a stand for his love. Make a stand for his power. Thank you. Yes. Do it. Thank you. Make a stand for the Lord tonight. You see, many of us are afraid, especially among young people. We're afraid of what our friends think. And I can't accept the Lord. My friends, they won't understand. You're right.
Tonight. And I want you to pray this prayer with me out loud from your lips. The scripture says that if we believe in our heart, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. And tonight is the beginning of that confession. Tonight is the beginning of that salvation. Believers, I want you to say this prayer with those who are making a commitment to encourage them in the faith. And maybe rededicate your life if you've turned from the Lord and you know that he's calling you back. He's calling you to a deeper commitment. I want you to say this with us. We'll say it together to the Lord. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, come into my life. I believe that you are the Son of God. And you died on a cross for me. Forgive me of my sin, Lord. Change me. Make me into a new person. Take away the emptiness. Take away the loneliness. Fill my heart with the power of your love. Give me a new vision. Tonight I give you my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Could we give the Lord a clap offering?
Welcome them into the family of God.